Okay, this is now Memdalet Amud Aleph. So Memdalet, let's begin. We were discussing the Baba Machteret, the person who's breaking in, and the assumption is that he's termed as a Rodef in that context. Interestingly, here we've got another, and we even said on his way out, there could still be Patur because of the assumption that if there's a confrontation, he'd still be willing to kill individuals, so it could still be considered a Rodef even on his way out. However, we have a different Pshalom here. Rav Huna Amar Natal Tekisva Afachet Panav. Again, the thief has taken the money and he's turned around to leave. Va'alachlon is on his way out. Va'amad alav, and the other person comes and kills him. Paragor ein ha'oreg ne'erag. He's not killed, meaning he's patur from doing so. The homeowner. My time with the Rav Huna. Now, what's his understanding? And he learns it from the parsha of Gual Adam, because in the parsha of Gual Adam it says, "Ki achem levavo." So he says, "Ki heichi the Gual Adam." This is a Korban Eda. Im hargol lerotzeach. The Gual Adam, if he kills the Rotzeach, what's the case of Gual Adam? So someone, Reuven kills Shimon b'shogeg, inadvertently, and he has to go to Arar HaMiklat. If he leaves Arar HaMiklat, Shimon's relatives can kill him, right? He's allowed to do that's part of the din of the Gual Adam. Now, even though we know that Reuven doesn't have a din mita, nonetheless, Afa he's not killed, Shechamimot libo, because the understanding is the fire in his heart is what drove him to kill him. That's kind of the his pshat in terms of understanding the pasuk there. So too, v'zeh garam hara la'atzmo, and then by the person leaving Arar HaMiklat when he wasn't meant to, he put himself in that situation, and therefore he wouldn't be the Gual Adam would be chayav. So too, in this situation, we say the chamimot libo. That is just an understanding that the homeowner, by seeing the guy stealing his stuff and heading out with it, if he kills him, then he would also be patur. That's how Rav Ruan understands it. Now Gemara says, Rav Mal called the Aiti alai ana the katili. So anyone who comes to my house, he'd kill him. Chutz except for Hananya ben Shiloh, de ani yada, because I know de lo ati ella mesav maguste minai. Because I know if he was breaking into my house, it's just because he wanted money. But I know we have such a great relationship, he would never dream of killing me. As we explained, in the case of a goel, in the case of a Bala Machteret, that if the exception to this rule is if someone's father was tunneling in. In that situation, we say that's zachala. That's in the case of ein lo damim, so yesh lo damim, such that the father in the conflict would never plan to kill his son. That's a general assumption. So he's saying, "Oh, I know that the case that Hananya ben Shiloh is like that with me. If he broke into my house, I wouldn't be able to kill him, okay? Because he would never. All he would be looking in is to stealing my items. And if it was, there was a confrontation, he would never touch me." So Amrav Yitzchak came in the Avri Libbe. Since what are you talking about? Hananya ben Shiloh, yes, he's a tzaddik, he's a friend of yours. But if he's come to this extent of desperation, he's breaking to into his house, maybe he's no longer the Hananya ben Shiloh that you know. So in that situation, it sounds like you'd be able to. Meaning something's snapped with him that he's coming to your house and breaking in. So then. He's like everybody else who would break into the house and have the din. Okay, that's the explanation. Now the Gemara says this is now next halacha. This is the next Mishnah. Halacha Tet. Elu metzilin otam b'nafshan. This other situation, not like just the case of Baba Machteret, where you can kill the person who's about to commit a particular crime. What are these crimes? One is havrodef, the classic one. If someone's chasing someone else to kill them, you're able to save the pursued by killing the pursuer. We'll qualify this one with Gemara. Also, if someone's coming, running to have a relationship with a male, or achar na'ara morasa, or a betrothed woman, those are the three cases where netal mitzvah nafsho. However, if he's running to have a relationship with an animal, or mechelat Shabbos, or to desecrate Shabbos, these are serious prohibitions, you can't kill them. Someone's driving on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shoot them. You're not allowed to do that. Okay. Now, where do we see, the basis of all the sources that you're allowed to kill someone, at least in those three cases? Let's have a look at the Korban Eda. He says, the source of this is the case of Nara Marasa, young betrothed girl. Ki kasher yakum ish al re'ehu, if a person is coming, gets his man, v'ratzachon nefesh. Now, ki kasher, meaning the pasuk itself, the Tugman Arasa, is comparing this to the case of murder. Meaning, The pasuk itself compares in Narasana to murder. So Mekish save her. She's being raped or a situation like or going to be raped or going to be attacked. You're allowed to kill him. Af rotzeach, so too in the case of rotzeach, nitan latzil benafsho. So in other words, the source text, if you like, of Rodef is not Rodef itself. It's actually learned from Nara Morasa. So Nara Morasa, how do I know we're allowed to kill in that situation? Nafgalan tzaaka Nara Morasa, because this girl's calling out. Ve'ein moshiyala, and there's no one there to save her. Tzaim yesh moshiya, but if there is a way to save her, chayim lo ashiya, b'chol davar she'echol yatzah, then you can use any means to save her. So in other words, it's learned from the case of Nara Morasa, and because the pasuk connects it also to Rotzeach, we also learn the case of Rotzeach. What about a zachur? Nafkalam also we learn from Na'ara Marasa, because again, the word Na'ara is well written without a he. It's where with the term Na'ar, Lena'ara Lotasel Davar. Again, because that the pasuk about that she being raped, and therefore because she's raped, you Lotasel Davar. You know that she's not held culpable for this at all. Okay? You don't touch her. However, it's written without a he. Chaser he zezachar. So therefore, that you read as Na'ar. V'adin, therefore, you don't just learn from Nara Morasa, you learn also all other forbidden relationships as well, or not just Zachar, but that it enables us to extend it to all other, importantly, Isserei Arayot. As well, Shamatzin Otam, Benafsham, Dumida Nara Morasa. Okay? Just like Nara Morasa.
Why
Okay.
wouldn't this also be a case where you would have to have two witnesses in Hatra'ah?
Because I don't think you have the chance to save the person. You're talking about saving the person, this victim. Right, if you try and if you like the person's going to kill him, you don't have a chance. And again, we'll see in a minute if you can break his legs instead to stop him. Should you do that? Absolutely. The Gemara is going to discuss that. This is talking about the guy's about to kill him. You've got nothing at your disposal what to do. It's you can't say, oh, let's take you to Beit Din. That's what we're talking about. Okay, let's continue. Fine. The Gemara says, Elo matzinil tamanafsho harodefa chachar ver lahorgo says bein bebayit bein basadeh. Whether it's in house or in the field. Now, why do I need to tell you that? Because the pasuk talks about the Nara Morasa. It says, and it happened in a field. So you might think, oh, are we only talking about in a field? No, anywhere. Okay? Matzino to benafsho. Echad rodef achar chaver lohogo v'achad orech achar kshar areyot b'torah, averot b'torah. Matzino benafsho. Aval. So we're talking about, well, you've got averot here, but it probably should be. I'm sure there's another gear. So yeah, the side of Sosepta says areyot, because again, we're talking about forbidden relationships, as we said. Okay, and then it says, "Aval, what if it's almana la kohen gadol or grusha v'chutzutza la kohen hedyot?" These are isurei lav, not isurei like ariot in terms of karet. Mamzer, so this, look, I'll go through them. A kohen gadol with a kohen, a kohen gadol who's pursuing an almana, a widow, or a grusha v'chalutza for a kohen hedyot. So regular kohen for a divorcee. Or mamzer and natin Israel or bat Israel and natin. These are other forbidden relationships on the mamzer. Then enamatzimachami, you can't kill them to save them. Okay? Because the only situations we can kill are Isra Ariot, murder. That's what we seem to be saying. Naaseh maaseh, if however the crime's been committed, well, you can't go and kill him after the fact. Enamatzimotanavcho, and that's probably what you do. You're saying, take him to Beit Din, as you said. Okay? And that Beit Din. Im yeshan moshiyan. If there's a way, this is what I think Dov, you're referring to, if there's a way to actually save him, break his legs or do something else, you don't have to, you can't kill him. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Amra, if she says, interesting, Hanachlo, let him go, don't kill him, Ein matzinoto, then you cannot kill him. Because we're concerned that this is a situation that she's concerned for her life. Says, don't touch him because you're scared that he'll end up killing her in the process. If they try to intervene, then we don't do so because we're scared for saving her life at the end of the day. I'll just read you in the Korbanot to make it clear. The people that they're trying to save her. Arod fimacharav. Don't chase him because we're scared she lo yeragena because we're scared that in the pursuit. She'll end up being killed before they get a chance to save her. Afal pi danu sahi, despite the fact she is against her will, it's a case of rape. Umiyira hi deka amra hacha, and she's just saying so because she's scared. Because we're scared that if they're trying to, in the pursuit of trying to save her from, being raped, Nimtza, they won't get there in time, and it's going to escalate, and it'll come to shfichot damim, and I'm killing her. Because in the pursuit, you'll end up killing her. Okay, that's what it says. Now, Gemara says, "Pshita dal milta rotzeach or izik chayv l'shalem." The rotzeach, who's end up breaking kelim on the way. So this is the person who's chasing the person to kill. Obviously, any kelim he breaks along the way, he would be chayv. Now, this is interesting because we said before that the rotz if is a din mita on him, then his. You don't give a chiyuv of mita and a chiyuv of mammon. We discussed it in the case of Talmud's Baba Machteret. However, here we're saying no, he would be chayv. Why? The Kormaneta says because he's breaking other people's kelim. And dina mita lazeh and mammon lazeh, they're two different cases altogether. It's not like the same case, and you've got a chiyuv of mammon and mita. Here it's like two separate claimants, and that's the urging chayv mammon. Now, what about the nirdaf? Haya meshaber al ad shemagiyali. What about the nirdaf? He's grabbing kalim and throwing it at the person trying to save himself as he's running off. Is he chayv to pay for that which he broke? So here we have a debate. Reb Zira Gershaya, Chad Amar, one says, not ten out to dam, he has to pay, because you're not allowed to save yourself a mammon chaveiro. Simply. I can't save myself by at the expense of somebody else. However, Harana says, no, ain't not ten out damim. Why? Because in a case of a rod, if there's a chiyuv of everyone to come and save the individual, so clearly, if you like, also the mammon is part of that chiyuv. So the person tried to use kelim to save himself, so he's pator. That's the debate. Let's continue. Rodef shenasa nirdaf. What about Reuven's pursuing Shimon? Then I don't know. Reuven trips over or something, and Shimon feels he's going to get the upper hand. Now Shimon's now chasing Reuven. What do we do now? Do we now save the new nirdaf, if we call it that, by trying to stop Shimon from doing so? You can imagine some sort of machloket where the again the control is shifting in as the thing. So the nirdaf becomes a rodef. The Gemara says, again, manu etzela harodef benafshosh shel nirdaf. So the Gemara says, I'll show you. This is really a suffix. We don't know. I'll show you this. Mi amrina asher korban and lo gara migoel adam dichtiv ki achem levavo. Just as we say with the goel adam, because of the heat, this is why we explained it. Because of the heat and the passion, we're patur the goel adam, if you like, from murder. So to here, he was being pursued. Therefore, if he turns around and kills the person back, you don't mechayiv him, and therefore, there's not considered the old nirdaf isn't considered a rodef, if you like, and therefore you can't kill it. Or maybe not. Or maybe in the case of a girl Adam, there was actually a murder occurred, and that's why you say Yechem Libor, he's been the passion has overcome him, and therefore he is Pator. But now it's just an argument with two people, and they switched hats. The nirdaf became the rodef, and now you can kill. So it's not so clear. That's the question. Similarly, what a gadol shuradafu katan. What if a katan is now pursuing a gadol? A young child is chasing someone. Can you kill a child? Or read the korban, the nature of the suffix. Mi amrin rodef tzarich la'atra. When it comes to rodef, who's a bal hatra'ah, normally you have to warn him. The katan laba, and a katan is not a bal kibul hatra'ah. Hilkach, therefore, you can't kill the katan. Or maybe not. Or dimara hatra'ah. Maybe rodef doesn't need hatra'ah. Because this is not a hatra, the elul beit, because a hatra is only something given over the beit din, and this is not, and we this is not coming to beit din, as Dov pointed out before. Therefore, he can matzil. In other words, how do we treat this situation of a katan who's a rodef? Again, not so clear. Gemara says, well, I can give you a proof. I can give you a proof that seems to be that we have a situation where a katan who is a rodef, you don't touch him. What's the case? That's a famous Mishnah, Hetiv Rabbi. If the child is coming out, the head and most of its body's come out, and now we're in a situation where the delivery is compromising, like it's a bad pregnancy, it's a bad delivery, and the mother's life is at risk. What do you do in that situation? Can you kill the baby to save the mother or not? Now, in this situation, the Mishnah talks about the fact that if it hasn't come out, then clearly you can do that. Okay? But once a child's come out, has a din of a child, then you can't touch it. The mother would die, and this child would have to live. You know, like, because why? She ain't dochin nefesh nefesh. Now, how the minhag is that the child's a rodef and say, look, a katan who's a rodef, you can't touch him. But the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. When Yosef bar bun b'shem Rav Chista Shnia says Shnia, it's different there. Taman ein ata yodea mi horeget mi. In the situation of the child be delivered, once again, Rosh Hashanah was come out, we don't know who is being the rodef. They're both threatening each other's life. And that's why we say, you can't, that's why we say you can't do anything in that situation. Right? You can't kill one to save the other. So to make it clear, he says, in that situation, ein odim, the korbanet says, mi or odef? Is it the mother that's preventing the child from coming out? It's a threat to the child's life. Or who should or the child that's coming out that's compromising life of the mother? It's not so clear. So
they're both rodfim.
Sorry?
They're both rodfim.
But that's the point. Because they're both rodfim, how can you kill one to save the other?
Right.
That's the point. Okay. So Tani Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer. Ha'olech la'avod avodah zarah. What if someone's going to do avodah zarah? Now, we didn't mention this in the Mishnah, but you've got a break. The Rebbe Elazar says avodah zarah. Okay, actually, sorry. Okay, clear. Our Mishnah said avodah zarah, you don't kill someone. Okay. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. For avodah zarah, you kill him if he's going off to do avodah zarah. Why? And he says, if to save a life of a human being for the kavod b'nei adam, or the case of rape, you can kill the person who's about to commit the crime. For Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, if you like, kavod chomer should be able to do so. But then that's based on, now, you have to be careful here, because we've only got psukim explicitly that say those cases through the drashas. Yisurei Arayot, and, well, okay, we said Anara Mosa Zachor, which is really other Yisurei Arayot, and also murder. We don't have it referring to Avodah Zarah. So to understand this, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who applies a Kavachomer, must be of the opinion that's called Onshim Min Adin. We can kill someone based on a Kavachomer. That's a subject to debate, but that's his position in this situation. Okay, but that was Andra, Perak Ben Sorer Moreh. Adran Alach, Perak Ben Sorer Moreh. Adran Perak Ben Sorer Moreh. Let's begin the next Perak. Ela Nisraf, and these are the cases of Srefa. So what are they? Two here. Haba al Ishal Bita. Now the Korban explains, Ishal Bita has a relationship with a woman and a daughter. So the way it's understood, Ishal Ubita means a Alisha Shekvar Nasa Bita. That's understanding. In other words, it's his wife, and he ends up having a relationship with his mother-in-law. But it doesn't really matter, because you see in a moment, it works always. All the ways. It's a another one's a back coin. We talked about before. A back coin who has an affair. There's a chiyuv sreifa on her, as we explained in the past. And mohu muhammur run. So yes, and we saw that in a lot more detail with the machoket regarding the chumras of sreifa chenek. I guess of sreifa skila. We saw this in detail in the past. So yes, bechal isha ubita, not just isha, ita ubit. In other words, isha ubita, bito ubat bito, ubat beno. Now, but in this situation, it's talking about. I'll show you. Yesh bichal isha b'tar. I'll show the commentator. It's important. It's kolma b'isha b'tar k'tiva sreifa behedya. V'isha sherikach et isha v'etima be'esh yisrofu. Right. So that's isha v'etima. That's what it says clearly in the Torah. The actual Torah pasuk is about a woman and his mother-in-law. Uminei afinan kulu can learn the following. So b'tar also would also mean his daughter, but he's not his wife's daughter. Well, it is his wife's daughter. Meaning manus sotos, because it's not his wife. Okay. So he is illegitimate daughter, let's call it that. The love batishto, it's not the wife of, he's not the daughter of his wife, because he's not married to this woman. It's nitchayev ala mishum bat ishto, you nitchayev because it's your, it's not really his wife's daughter, but mishum that shem, same, this same love. Talav bat ishto. Let's continue. Bat bito bat beno, also a situation like a granddaughter through, by way of rape, if you like. Ubat ishto. Now, bat ishto, now, if it's daughter of his wife, it can mean bad ben shi bito ben mochogoto, whether it's literally his wife's daughter, as in his own daughter as well from their marriage, or it could even be a stepdaughter. So, isha bita, we're learning many types of relationships of, let's call it biology between mother and daughter here. It doesn't have to be wedlock, it could be illegitimate, it doesn't have to be his own daughter. Fine. Bat ishto, bat bena, bat bito. Okay, let's continue. Eloan in Israfil. So Tamatanin and Nosenet Alan Osaba Alam Futah. Now this takes us back to Mesefta Mesathi Avamod, actually. I didn't look up Rab Chaim there, but continue, I think it's with the Krobanator here. Here it's saying that Pasuk says that one is allowed to marry a relative of Ananosal Mafuta. So how does this work? So ken amanite nosin achar hanusav achar hamufuta. So achar hanusav achar hamufuta. To explain this, Korban Eder says, the ala nusav mashmash adain hi etzlo, meaning the anusash is still by him. V'nosei achar mikrovotea, and you marry a relative. V'zeh v'day asu. Ela v'kavana achar she'anas upita, v'achshav einu imo, then it's mutar lisa bita o achar mikrovotea. In other words, when does it say you're allowed to marry a relative of an anusa? That's only if it was a situation of rape. That whole matter's finished, and it's maises in the past, if you like. And then he marries, then he has a relationship with the daughter, for example. That would be a situation where that, like marrying the daughter in that situation would be okay. Now, that's what it seems to be. Okay. However, if it's a dain etzla, so together, then that would be obviously a problem. Then it says, anas isha, so anas isha muta be'ima, pita isha muta be'bita, as we just explained. The Gemara says, ha'ones va'mefate. Now, if someone commits rape or seduction by way of after marriage, so we'll explain what that means in a moment, then that would be chayav. He'd be chayav, violate prohibition. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan derech nisuim shanu. We're talking about after there's been a marriage. So, the commoner says, hadatan ones va'mavate anosa chayav lav dafka shachav nisua lo. Ela afilu nasa isha omet o girsha v'chakach nasa ima. So he's qualifying to saying, then when it says that if it's ala nesua, meaning if they've been married, then you're not allowed to marry, let's say, the daughter. It doesn't mean why they're still married. Even if it's divorced, it doesn't make a difference. You're married to this woman, the relatives, the other relatives that are connected to her, you're not allowed to marry. Okay? That's what it's trying to explain. Okay? So when it comes to anus, it's dafked while engaged, it's asur, but not engaged, not asur. However, when it comes to nesua, even if they're not no longer married anymore, this relationship will still be asur. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan derech nosim shanu isha v'cha. In other words, so what would that mean? What would that mean? Nasa isha v'cha kach anas et ima, then chayev. Nasa isha v'cha bita et bita, then be chayev. Okay, Amar Rabba Azar Rabbi Sumchus Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amud Avrachan. Let's see Sumchus Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see both cases in a moment. They both say the same thing. They hold the same shita. Dataninan tamam. Shechata v'et bat bita. So this is isur here of shechting an animal and its offspring on the same day. What happens if someone, you've got three generations of animal? You shecht, let's call it the grandmother animal. You shecht the granddaughter animal. Okay? Have you done prohibition? Not necessarily. And then you shecht the one in between. According to Sunchus, it's one prohibition of a tot beno. So therefore, even though it's like this one animal is asul by virtue of the fact you shecht its mother and shecht its daughter, well, it doesn't matter because it's one isur. However, Rabbi Meir says, so, sorry, start again. Shachata bita, koin chachamim say, it's arbaim, one prohibition. Sumchus says, bishum Rabbi Meir, this is asumchus, sofege shmonim. It's two different prohibitions. Why? Says, despite the fact it's, if you like, one shem, the Torah says, otobe beno. Nonetheless, it says, mikomakom trei surenenu, oto vepeno, ubono voto. Meaning that this animal is shechted, this middle generation animal, is also from two different vantage points, if you like it. It's the child, but it's also the mother, so therefore you're chayiv shtayim. That's the position of Sumchus. Okay? Now, how is this? We are now in a Sumchus position. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Tamatinin, Rabbi Yochanan, ben Yirah, mir haba al chamoto. If someone can have a relationship with their mother-in-law, and chayiv can be chayiv mishum chamoto ve'em chamoto ve'em chamiv. The way this works is, let's say there's a particular woman, and a man married her daughter, and also her two granddaughters. One was her son's daughter, and one was her daughter's daughter. Okay, so he's got three wives. So far, so good. I'm not sure how good is that three wives, but so far, so good. Let's put it in our situation. Then he ends up marrying this matriarch. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he's chayev three. Let's say it was shogeg. He had a relationship. Then he's chayev three sets of korbanot. Why? Because each of these women, yes, it's still part of the single prohibition in the Torah of the exact lashon here. Sorry, etisha betima. But nonetheless, their vantage points are all different. So. However, once again, Amrulo, they're really the one Shem. The one, according to Chachamim, once again, disagree. It's one prohibition of the Torah, so they've only chayv one. Okay? So what's our alignment? Let's go back. Tolvet Beno, in the case of this three generational mix up with the Korbanot, the grandmother, granddaughter, and you shut the one in the middle, according to, once again, Sumchus says, Yechayv Shtaim. And it's same in this situation where the person married these three women, one's a daughter, and the other two wives are two granddaughters, one by way of the son, one by way of the daughter of this one woman, and then has a relationship with the woman, chayiv three times. Now, both situations, Chachamim seems to disagree with both these positions, saying, look, it's one issur on the Torah, only chayiv once. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, here we've got to be careful with the Girsa, it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Reuchel, modes sumchus berishona. Now, what's the case berishona? And then we'll say Eshkach Tani that came to disagree. And I'll read the Korban now. Hachi Pirushol. Bereish Adachal Tolet Beno. In the case of the situation of Beno, Adetanam there, it says Shechat Shnei Baneya. If someone shechts two children, like sibling animals, okay? V'achakach Shechat and Shecht the mother, then you sofeg et arbayin, you'd chayev only one set of malchus. 40 lashes, right? V'kam Rabbi Pazi, Bereisha, and Rabbi Yonim Pazi says, look, Sumchus would agree in that situation. You'd agree in that situation that it only gets one set of malchus. In other words, when it was a three generational thing and this middle generation you shechted after the first and third generation, well, in that case, the animals, the beno, and it was also oto, so you chayev twice. But if in this situation where it's if like the oto, right, I mean the mother of two animals, then it's really the same, you only get one set of malchus. Okay? Aval sefer detani shtei shemot hem otov ebeno ubeno v'otov, as I explained. That's when he's pilig, palig. Nimtza, therefore you see, sumchus b'yochanan lo amru devar echad. Dehatam shem echad hem. Because in this situation, he's saying, look, according to Yeruvim Pazi, he says, I've got a kasha, you can't say sumchus and Rabbi Yochanan saying the same thing, because sumchus agrees with the Chachamim that if it's like two children animals, offspring have been shechted, the sibling ones in shechted, the mother only chayv one set. So that the parallel in our situation would be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would be, if you like, they're all bito in that situation, granted granddaughter, but still of the daughter side of this relationship. So therefore, you should only be chayiv one, and Rabbi Yochanan said chayiv three. However, Eshchak Tani says, Odi machloket, you're wrong. Actually, we found a brayter that says Sunkos also agrees and disagrees in the ratio, so they do align nicely. Okay, now. The Gemara says, "My time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What's his justification? Why does he understand?" It says, "Now, ma isha ubita ubat bita bishnei lavim af isha ubat bana ubat bita bishnei lavim." So let me just read this in the Korban Eda. He says, "Ma isha ubita ubat bita shnei lavim min yichtiv ervat isha ubita lo tagale et bat bana vet bat bita lo tikach." So you see quite clearly it says you're not a woman and a daughter, and also says et banabi beta lotikach. So maisha ubita, this two lavim, because it says lotikach, lotigalen lotikach. So to af bat bana ubat bita, also the two granddaughters, would also be shnei lavim. Meaning afagal debala vechanemru, despite the fact they're really written in the one love. Afil hachi, chayv aleim shnei lavim, is chayv twice. Veisha ubita ubat bita, Im nasa lebita lebapita reishai em chamota. Right. So in other words, he understands the way the term in the pasuk seems to break out separately. If you like bat bita, and therefore you chayev, you should be chayev. It just says there you chayev two. So to maisha ubat bita b'shnei lavim af also isha ubat bita. No. So just as mentioned isha and bat bita separately. So too the grandchildren also split out separately. Our my time with the rabbanon. What a chacham is saying? No, the opposite. Ma bat banal bat bita, it's actually with malav echad, so to af ishal bita is all encompassed in the one love. So in other words, it depends which is your starting point in the drasha, but they reflect it almost seems to be the other way around and say that actually no, therefore it's all encompassed, if you like, in one love, and therefore you're not chay multiple times. In this interesting situation of this man with his three wives, and they're not marrying his mother-in-law, or who is happens to be also his grandmother-in-law from the two different wives. Okay. Besider, we'll continue tomorrow. Cult of a good day.